في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تمر بي
يا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Welcome to the third installment of your Faith Positive Reminders this Ramadan with me, Abdullah. And today's is titled, Your Vibe Depends on Your Tribe. And essentially what this is there's a correlation between our zahir and batin. There is definitely a link between what happens on our outside and what happens internally. How we feel depends a lot on what happens all around us, our tribe, whether it's the people that we're mixing with, whether it's what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're listening to, all has an effect on how we feel. And remember that heart is a very protected place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants in this month of Ramadan to reflect taqwa and Allah consciousness, if any. So our vibe depends on our tribe, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us something similar as expressed in the hadith, Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. One believer is a mirror to another believer. So when you see good qualities in another believer, you attempt to emulate them. When you see bad qualities in another believer, you know, oh, I'm recognizing this because perhaps it's in me as well, and you then attempt to eradicate them. And one other meaning of this reflecting each other or off each other is that we see others as we are internally. So if our hearts are good and clean and pure, then you see similarly our brothers and sisters as being having pure hearts, and we have good opinions of them. But if we have diseases and sicknesses and illnesses and rust on our own heart, we see our brothers and sisters in faith as being the same, and we have a bad opinion of them. So this is important in that our hearts need to be protected. And one other meaning of the hadith could well be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if our faiths are complete and our iman is complete, Allah will manifest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's self to our own hearts, because we know that one of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's names is Al-Mu'min, the faithful. And the meaning of that hadith, Al-Mu'minu Mir'atul Mu'min, could be that the believer, or more specifically the heart of the believer, is the place or the mirror where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the faithful, manifests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's self. So for that to happen, we need to be able to protect our gazes, we need to be able to protect our ears, we need to be able to protect ourselves from negativity, and we need to build some form of resistance to protecting our hearts and reflecting the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants in our hearts. So our vibe depends on our tribe, and we can determine the type of tribe we want around us in the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with as-siddiqeen and as-salihin. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.